Killian! Here is Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
Plane Zero! Plane Zero! Plane Zero! Plane Zero!
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present so that you can watch them in the future. This is episode 461. My name is Travis.
James.
Nick.
Oh, you finally got off the Ferris wheel. Yeah.
There he goes.
Catcalling people.
Catcalling people.
Hey, you got a library card?
Man.
I'm going to.
Man, I'm glad you gave all that up, man.
Thank you.
Back when you were a real, real slut.
Mm-hmm.
He just crushed a lot.
Yeah, he just... Jesus Christ.
Go to planezero.com where you can find links to social media as
in
well
the real
as the
version,
store tab.
Does he say fuck? Is there a real version?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he does say fuck a lot. But it's not as
I
good.
I think it's like
it's
a,
not.
I think
it's one of those things now where I'm so used to hearing it the other way
Wait,
that I don't like hearing
like
him
the,
say fuck
The Black
you.
Eyed Peas, like, let's get it started, does sound better than the... Using the
R than the word. Original version that went with the R word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like that they're just yelling the R word constantly. Yeah, it's weird. Made me uneasy. Dude, you've got some intestinal problems.
That was a burp. It hit the store tab where you could buy shirts, wherever you listen
you
to podcasts,
it?
Write a review, hit the like button, all that stuff.
If he burps, I just automatically know what it smells like. Because he's disgusting.
They're different now.
What?
No, this was a.
Did you stop eating sausages?
No, this was a Togo. This would have been a Togo's burp.
They always come.
It's
up
just chicken
like A&P
in
hot
my
dogs.
Guts. Did
I
you get like
a hot
chicken
dog
ranch?
No, I got the barbecue chipotle chicken.
Oh, I don't know. Where's Togo's? They're all like all gone.
There's one right by my comic shop.
It's called Togo's.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, think about it.
Yes.
Think about it.
So do all that stuff. And
leave
this
a review,
week,
smash that like button.
I said that pretty much. Oh. You know what time it is or something. I don't know.
All right, daddy.
This week's movie was kind of just we just decided. Nick threw it out, but we're all like, yeah, you know what? We should just do this movie. So this week we watched.
The Lebesno.
The actual title, because I've been saying it wrong. I keep calling it Wolverine Origins or
X-Men
or
Origins.
Like Wolverine X-Men Origins. It's X-Men Origins.
The Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Wolverine. Yeah.
A Wolverine tale.
Yeah.
And or as Jim saw that what it was called when he went to España.
España.
The Lebesno.
Yeah.
Or,
Lebesno.
Yeah. So we've been calling him that for a long time.
Isn't it amazing?
Lebesno.
This is.
I had hope at that time.
You know what? We all watched it in theaters, and we were all like, "Okay, we saw this movie." I just saw a movie.
No, there's a point where
there's an exact moment.
There's a moment where for me, I get so angry, and watching it this time, I was like, you know what? I think I judged it harshly, and then it gets to that moment. I'm like, I fucking hate this movie so much.
Which part?
It to me, it's. The exact moment where he just basically asked to have adamantium put in him, where I'm like, that just takes away all Wolverine. That's not Wolverine anymore. Like, this is no longer Wolverine. Fuck you.
The story's just kind of...
Fuck you.
I mean, the story's not good. It's like a movie directed by a Gavin Hood who made some other fucking movies. I don't know.
But you know who one of the writers is?
Who?
David Benioff of Benioff and Weiss.
Oh,
who
right.
Who were the showrunners for Game of Thrones.
That's how you say the name?
Benioff?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Well, now really fuck that guy. That guy's a real...
responsible for the three body problem.
Like,
on
I hate
Netflix.
To be that guy, but it just... That, to me, it's like Batman Killing. It's just like, that's the core of him is he was fucking experimented on against his will.
He's an animal.
This all happens, and he escapes with a fucking giant helmet, VR helmet, and instead he just like... Gets out of the bath and like,
which he kind of has in one movie,
and so like for me, there's like varying degrees of like, because there's things where you're like, okay, I mean, I guess that's forgivable, and then it's like, then all of a sudden he's in the bathroom, There's and he pops the claws and it's Roger Rabbit.
It looks so fucking
and then you're like, okay, but the people are nice, so that's cool. Oh my god, they just got killed. Oh wow, that's that's pretty brutal.
The claws look
bad. And then the next scene, adamantium bullets. And that's 100% by that point you can't turn back around.
My favorite thing is it's such a bad like 80s, 90s kind of comic book thing where it's just like, I got these adamantium bullets. There's no research on this. But it's most likely it's going to make him forget things. It's not going to kill him, but it'll make him forget.
His brain will heal, but his memories won't.
Yeah,
go
it's like
back.
How it's like that's really specific. How do you know this fake guy from Secession who's in Secession with also the other Striker?
This guy's also he's in 30 Days a Night in that movie, and he's a good actor, but you know.
Yeah, yeah. Danny Houston.
Nothing matters about their act. It's this movie from them, like. It, especially going in the camp, and then like my sister Emma Frost, it's like what's happening?
Well, the movie is just about Wolverine.
Yeah,
how he grew up.
We'll go back now to the beginning.
Wolverine,
Alec Quinn Tarantino,
where he was born in like Canada, and based on Wolverine Origins, the comic book, which it follows, which it does the thing that the comic book should have done anyway, because I think it should have just been Sabretooth. It was stupid that it was just some character named
Dog.
But it follows that exactly, and then the intro of this movie is amazing.
Why is that guy who's not his dad look like Hugh Jackman, even though it's not supposed to be his dad?
Yeah. That's one of the things where, like, I know movies take liberties, and a lot of times, like, it's fine. And, like, I was fine with that beginning
part. Me too.
And I was like, okay,
especially because
cool.
The opening credits get you amped so much, like where it shows them fighting in every
they're fighting
war.
Fighting in all these wars,
and
they're
this,
together.
This
back-to-back Jimmy.
This Sabretooth reflects, of the time, Weapon X, the comic, that kind of saber tooth, and he's less, and
Liev Schreiber's great in the role.
Yeah, and he's more like saber tooth in the comics of he's like a straight up asshole and not just Tyler Mane just going,
you owe me a scream, roar.
But everyone does great. That's why there's like so many aspects of this movie that like that would be great if they really like had it like the whole Deadpool thing and like sealing his mouth shut, doing all
that
stupid
that was
bullshit.
Fucking, that, see, like, that that's why that's in the part of the movie where it's like, why? Like, even Gambit, it's like, this is so forced.
The movie quickly, why the beginning of the movie actually works and, like, even the first, like, portion of it is good is because it's not worrying about trying to focus on too many characters at once. It's not forcing anything. It's telling a Wolverine tale.
Yeah.
And then it quickly just turns into, well, give me adamantium skeleton so we can just get to that part. And now I've got to meet all these other mutants. Remember this guy who was in it earlier? Well, it turns out he's Blob.
Yeah.
Which once again, he had the right name. Everything worked out. But it's just like, even that, it's like
they just showed him eating a thing and like drinking something. It's like, oh, man, that's going to go crazy.
New York strong.
Stupid. Like making Blob that, it's like that's just so dumb. Like I hated that. And then, but really, it boils down to Wolverine volunteering to, like, I want revenge. Put in that metal, man.
That's not the Lebesme. No,
this,
we know.
I mean, no. Yeah, this movie was definitely made because they realized just how popular Wolverine was. So it was like, we need to make a Wolverine movie, which isn't a bad idea.
This is Hugh Jackman's Superman 3. Because Christopher Reeve, like, was all about that movie. Or 4, was it 4?
4 was the one he directed.
Yeah, 4 was, it was all about, like, what he did. And then it was a piece of shit. And then,
pun intended.
Hugh Jackman was a big part of this movie, and it was just like this
roll of a lifetime,
roll of a lifetime,
more like Quest for Peace, but, of shit.
Yes, but it, but again, this all is out. Just he's so amazing as Wolverine, and it's just the whole thing with you're just in a terrible movie, just like Henry Cavill is in all these terrible movies.
But it's a really cool. Like once again, it's a really cool Wolverine story, very subdued, like he's just doing stuff, trying to live a peaceful life, and then all of a sudden it turns into he's the guy walking in front of fireballs.
Yeah. I don't know.
And it's just like, it's just a weird
And then even the thing, what's
shift.
Her name? What's her mutant name? The girl who is his girlfriend? Moon something?
Moonstone? No.
Damn it.
Silver.
There we
Silver
go,
Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is green and like yellow in her outfit.
Yeah, you're thinking of Silver Sable.
No, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Silver.
Some carrion?
Just everything about it, just like, I don't know, like even the Sabretooth fight, I liked that. I liked everything that was happening. It's just until that fucking moment of, okay, I got to get revenge. And So Wolverine couldn't smell that she was alive because she took something? It's like, come on, man.
Or he didn't know she was a mutant or any of that shit. Like, and then even Weapon X is like, it's wasted. Like, you could have all of them in, like,
Weapon
fucking
X
costumes.
Doesn't even see. And the flashbacks from, it's like, did they watch the other X-Men at least? Like,
no.
The show that, like, this was more diabolical? Like, where was the redheaded dude with the glasses?
Guy Rich?
No, the dude, he's the bald dude, right?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
dude who fucked him.
Oh,
yeah.
The dude who Wolverine kills in Death of Wolverine eventually. Yeah,
yeah, no, and then the other thing with this, too, is, like, even then, X-Men movies end up retconning this. Because in the awful later movies, like Apocalypse, I want to
Days of Future Past, wasn't that bad.
No, in Apocalypse,
they do it.
There's the scene where he escapes from the Weapon X facility. He's wearing the right outfit.
Yeah.
But then that doesn't even fucking make sense.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
Nothing makes sense.
Makes perfect sense. That's even why he loves Eugene.
Wolverine is like, it's just nothing. Nothing.
I love
makes
Eugene's.
Sense. They all fuck each other up. And Bryan Singer didn't watch his own movies when he's making new movies. I watched a lot of X-Men First Class the other day, which it's a good movie. But again, I'm like, none of this fucking matters.
I'm bothered that Kevin Bacon can't put that helmet on properly. It's weird.
It always feels like it's crooked. Because it's you know crooked. Why? Because it was made for fucking Michael Fassbender to wear, and they didn't make one for Kevin Bacon.
When Michael Fassbender wears a helmet, it's like, it fits him. And when Kevin Bacon wears it, it's like, why is it to the left a little bit?
Because it's Kevin Bacon.
Because it was fitted to Fassbender's head.
And
they didn't
I don't think
two.
Kevin Bacon should play Sebastian Shaw.
Yeah, no. He really shouldn't have.
And what's her name? Was a shitty fucking Emma Frost. And Emma Frost is in this, by the way.
But is it her, or is it just someone who turns diamond who's blonde?
Be her.
No one knows anymore.
And then,
but
like,
I love
Cyclops.
That she's on like a poster for it too, even though she's only in that one scene.
I mean, really, all of these can take place in different fucking universes.
They can.
And why? I mean, honestly, it's like I like Cyclops, but why are you shoehorning him into this? But it's okay because he doesn't see, so he doesn't remember that he met Wolverine.
I just like that Professor X looks like he's got eyebrows like a chola. I don't know what's happening.
Like they painted his face.
It's only a little bit better than when they de-aged him in Last Stand.
No, it was better. Last Stand was better.
You think Last Stand was better than this?
I think Last Stand was better than this one. This one.
It's been longer since I've seen that one, so I honestly don't remember which is worse.
When the kids at the end run to the helicopter, it looks so. Yeah. It's just like they're running on green screen. This is an embarrassment.
And the guy from Friday Night Lights is just looking, nodding, like, all right, sevens.
Like, for him to just fucking show up at the end with his staff,
helicopter staff,
sits and then throws his staff away. It's like, that's your staff, Gambit. What are you doing? And also, where'd you fucking come from?
And you know what?
He was circling.
He didn't say Cher. He didn't say Mona.
And know it. And you cannot.
That
ain't
no, that weren't no Channing Tatum.
You can't do an accent and scream because when he's in the helicopter, he's like, what? Like he's just doing
what?
And it's the same thing as you did all that in the day. Same thing.
I mean, that was such a shoehorn cameo that I'm
just to have him in there. Yeah. Well, hey, we need someone to tell him where the base is.
I love the quick exposition about his backstory, too, that Blob even gives. Like, oh, they call him Gambit because he gambled with people and he always won. It's like, fuck,
this
okay.
Here's Gambit.
Kind of.
The
It goes by the name Remy LeBeau.
The two best things from this movie are Wolverine and Sabretooth.
Like, yeah.
I wish they would have just done a Wolverine-Sabretooth movie and cut out all this bullshit Weapon X stuff. Just so fucking.
You know what I also wish? In Logan, they would Sabretooth. Because that's stupid.
I also wish that.
That's stupid. I don't care what anybody says. That's fucking stupid.
That's fine. It happens.
I honestly, I thought we were going to be able to do Logan this year, too, because I was like, that's got to be old enough. And I was like, nope, 2017.
I would say that whole movie, I'm like amped. And then all of a sudden, I see a young Hugh Jackman, and I'm like, fuck. Of all the people they could have just had to, I was like, no. It's just Hugh Jackman.
It is. And. You know what? The best thing to come out of this movie is the game on PS2.
That game was amazing.
And very underrated. Like, Matt McMuscles, a lot of people talk about how
it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. And they actually did make the story, like, slightly better, like, because Will.i.am?
They showed how him and Mystique, because Mystique's in the game.
Yeah.
They bang and have Nightcrawler.
And then because she's, like, pregnant, that's why she has to leave. I'm like, oh, my God.
Which is why Nightcrawler bamfs a lot.
But then Jennifer.
He's not a player. He just bamps a lot.
Yes.
Jennifer Lawrence got famous and ruined.
Didn't want to have makeup on anymore.
No, they shouldn't have had Mystique as a main character because she fucking sucks.
But we also don't know what timeline lines up with which timeline because they're all fucking all over the place.
Same guy.
But then he stopped it because he went back in time or something.
Bolivar Trask, though. Black guy. turns into a little person.
See, because
or little person turns into
but
a.
But that's right. They're all different universes. And then the guy from Henry and the Hendersons just turned to water. That was when I first saw them, like, that's gross. And then I see it later, like, that's stupid looking.
He, you know what? He took Bruce Lee too serious.
He did. Be like water.
Be like water. Fitting the fucking pitchers and shit.
All right, well, that's this week's episode.
Beating up beachers and shit. You look too skinny, man. You're losing too much weight.
No, I'm not.
You got cursed by Romani.
I think you did.
Nah, man.
But
it's because I got a haircut.
Get all of them cut.
But it's like...
we're about to talk about Hoggle?
No, I'm trying to think what else to say about this movie.
Because I don't think he's going to be like...
Like his hair in this... It's we beautiful. Talked about it earlier. Like it's beautiful. It's from Isaac Ribic. Not like the frog.
Frog.
I did Ribbit. No, like because Ribic. He did. it was him and Jason Aaron, I believe, wasn't it?
Like, are you talking about when he was doing Wolverine and the X Men?
Derek Robertson and Jason Aaron. I thought
the Frank Quietly run. Though run also his hair was like that, like slick,
yeah,
kind of. Bad.
But these are the ones where Isaac Ribic. Whatever.
You're talking about with the school, right? When it was Wolverine.
No,
that's Jason Aaron.
Way before. Okay. It was before that. I can't remember who
I don't
the
know
author
if Jason
was.
Maybe Jason
but,
Aaron also wrote
but the covers were fucking
that.
Amazing. Like Wolverine looked more realistic and like the hair.
He just had like longer hair and
he had
would
longer
swoop
hair.
Back.
And then when he's at the table looking all like he's going to fuck Nightcrawler. He's looking all sexy. Like everyone knows what I'm talking about if you've seen that.
Aaron didn't like that Wolverine portrayed as an attractive man.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Sorry.
I mean, what's wrong with Jean Grey? I mean, if it is, I mean, he's like this little tiny guy and like.
But
Scott
what's
Summers
up with
is,
the hair? Why does he do that? Like, I want devil horns,
dude.
Bub.
What's up with your hair, dude?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, come on, man. Like, he's supposed to like Clint Eastwood. Man, I don't know what Clint Eastwood's hair looks like under that cowboy hat. What kind of hair did he have?
I'm glad though that
Clint Eastwood didn't play Wolverine.
No, I mean he should have. His son could play Wolverine.
Who's this son?
Scott Eastwood. Looks exactly like Clint Eastwood.
No idea. Never heard
you
of
haven't
him.
Seen him?
No.
Well, he looks exactly like Clint Eastwood. I'm glad that the director or the casting people like just listened to fans and just said, well, Ryan Reynolds should be Deadpool.
I mean, this should have been a
slump. It was Rucka.
Rucka. That was Greg Rucka. Yes. Greg Rucka and Derek Robertson. Yeah. Yeah, there he is.
It's the one where there's a guy, yeah, and it's like, oh, I'm about to fuck this guy.
Yeah, Travis is going to post that picture. He's like, that tail's going on my ass, bub. That's what's going
to
happen.
Tin Woodsman, I'm sending you back to Oz.
No, he'd probably wrap the tail around his cock.
Nightcrawler?
Yeah.
Isn't there like little spikes on it?
I mean, on the tip.
No, it's just a devil tip.
But he'll heal.
You know, just the tip.
Doesn't matter. You know, Wolverine's some crazy shit. You've been around that long? You're going to do some crazy shit.
I mean, I watched True Blood.
What does that mean?
There's fucking everything.
As he told Remy LeBeau, if it makes you feel any better, it's going to hurt.
Well, vampires fuck everything.
No, I know.
Vampires are the sexiest things in the world. They just constantly fucking things. They don't give a fuck.
That's all. I mean, they do give a fuck, if you know what
and
I'm
they're
saying.
They're okay with it. I mean, what we do in the shadows explain the show. They all just want to fucking be sexy.
In bat form sometimes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's crazy. Yeah, this... It could have been. It's so easy. Just thinking, like they could have just followed just his actual origin story, and you know what? I'm tired of seeing him get sad because his girlfriend got murdered by Sabretooth. I'm just sick of it. I'm just stop it.
But I
but
think
they could have just done that straight away.
But also going back to the game real quick, I also just like that they always had an Easter egg in each level that was about different aspects of
Lost.
Nerddom. There was Lost.
Yeah.
There was the cake from
Portal.
There was
the Lich King
and
sword.
So if you found all like in each level, there was one you could find, and it was just a bonus little.
You better believe you
could
I
get.
Did.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was
was just a good game. That was Mark Hamill, right?
No,
that was the one before that.
I like that game too.
That game was actually pretty good.
Because that was more of a stealth. But this one, it's like you lunge fucking 40 feet with your claws.
I'm just going to murder people.
This one was
people.
Like a God of War type, like Wolverine.
It was great. I remember playing it. I loved the crap out of it.
I feel like the Wolverine.
I don't know why I said it like that. I love the crap out of it.
Wolverine, though, in
Blob.
Movies is how I feel. It's like Batman, where it's like these are my two favorite characters from each world. But
Batman.
The movies are never, there's always an issue in every single movie where I'll never be like,
you know, the actor from RoboCop, sounds like he's trying to do a Batman impression whenever he acts.
He kind of does.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
more like the
doctor you watch
from
the
Tab.
First X-Men, it's boring. The second one, Wolverine cuts sick. Finally.
Hello, Logan.
Nature, Logan. And but then he's wearing this stupid costume. And yeah, part see, three,
when,
same
when,
shit.
When
like,
you look back at those costumes now, they fucking suck.
Like fastball.
I
like,
hate them.
There was a fastball special in a movie, and like that's cool. If you just look at things from all the movies, like there's very, very cool parts, but it's like as a whole, you're always like, God damn it.
Yeah, and it sucks because you can watch the original Spider-Man movies. And at least you have how funny some of the, how stupid some of the things
so
are. Because it's
hey, Gobby.
It's so just, but it's so meme-worthy and like beautiful yeah. in that way.
But
these X-Men movies, it doesn't have that. And it's sad.
Travis won.
Travis
you won.
Won
that
Travis,
argument.
Good job.
Our part three argument. I'm sorry.
I know.
You won.
You did it.
I mean, it's a hollow victory.
No.
But it's I'll take solid. It.
You won.
I mean, Jane Franco alone eating that pizza.
So good. I think about...
I like I him it, and Mary Jane dancing to the twist while cooking.
That's crazy.
Most of it is all part three, really. Most of the really, really meme-y stuff and cringy... memes, like going to sleep.
Van Dorn?
Like cringy stuff.
What does he say to... What does he say, Gobby? You're out of your mind.
Oh, you're the one who's out, Gobby.
Fucking amazing.
Out of your mind.
That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
That's in the first one.
Yeah.
See, that's fucking beautiful. And then you think about X-Men, it's just like... Eh.
And he calls him, and he calls Harry Green Goblin Jr.
Little Goblin Jr.
And their biker outfits. It's like, God damn it.
I mean,
man.
But in.
Yeah, because at least Spider Man's costume is Spider Man's costume
I mean,
in that
Ian
movie,
McKellen,
too.
And so great.
And for people saying that they couldn't make the costumes look real.
Liar.
And now we're looking at Wolverine and Deadpool.
You
like,
see
you
him
sons
there.
Sons of bitches.
And it gets me so
look
pumped.
Look, and then you, especially with one of the greatest.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's really the reason why we're watching this movie was because the newer trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine came out at the beginning of this week.
Especially
so we figured we'd watch the first Deadpool Wolverine movie.
It made me and Jim have feelings for movies.
Yeah, and not
again.
Just that. It's like, it's got the greatest Madonna song there is.
It's amazing.
It's so beautiful.
And they didn't plan it, but that the day that the trailer dropped was the anniversary of that song, like the 30th anniversary of that song, and he's like, that was a coincidence.
Every single Marvel thing since, it's just like,
and he said, let's fucking go.
And then when he said that, I didn't know what to do.
Start punching the walls.
Like, yeah, all of a sudden I'm dressed like the American Nightmare. I'm just going like, put my arms back. It was amazing. God damn it, man.
And all the little things in it, too. Like, at this point, it's like, it could, you know what? This movie could end up being the cameo game that everyone says it's going to be. And you know what? I think I'm okay with it.
I really think this movie is going to be what we wanted Doctor Strange to be.
Here's what it is. I think this movie is somehow going to be able to handle it in a way that Spider-Man No Way Home handled it, where it probably won't, even though there is going to be a cheap aspect of it. The fact that he's also fourth wall breaking is he'll probably call out anything where it feels like that way.
But
there's also heart to it.
But also, like, because the Spider-Man, I felt, did it very respectfully and did it in a very, like, as serious as you could do it way that worked so well. Doctor Strange did it in just like a this is a big letdown. And then the Flash did it in just a, this is fucking garbage.
That was intended to be 100% fully like fan service. DC trying to correct
and
over.
This, I feel, is going to be such fan service, but like in a good way, because this movie is that. It's not supposed to be serious. It's supposed to be like, if you have the 20th Century Fox logo there, like.
Ryan Reynolds. All things, whatever you want, like he cares about how Deadpool's handled.
Don't you dare dismiss the man from Wrexham.
I love that man. Fucking,
and
him and McElhenney.
What sucks is in real life, well, of course we love Rob McElhenney. What I hate is that I get spoilers for like the next season because it's
already happened.
Yeah, you find out like,
the new season starts like next month and it's, but we already know stuff, right?
Yeah.
The team?
We both know exactly.
Like there's an announcement. Well, because plus I follow him. I follow
And they just tell you what's happening.
And they're just like, so proud of this. And you're like, oh,
Somehow my zero wife suspense. Doesn't see, like, when the second season ended, she didn't know that they were going to win and that they actually advance and, like, finally got promoted out. But I had already known it because it happened like 2 years before that.
Yeah.
So I mean, when she saw it happen, like, cause she was like, these games are making me so nervous. I'm like,
I mean, the cool thing is that the show does focus on like individual players and then moving
and the actual town and everything. So
and then I just like when Ted Lasso shows up and like gives that cookie
all the time. Yeah.
To that tall lady.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that trailer's got our putzos going.
The Asian dude with the guns, is he
Maverick?
He's not Maverick, is he?
Yeah, he is.
That's Maverick.
He's Mel Gibson.
No, I thought James Garner. Was the dude with the white who wears all white.
Phantom X? That's not Phantom X.
Oh yeah, no, that's before Phantom X was even a thing.
But that's Maverick then? Maverick's a big dude.
For
in
you,
the comics.
What?
Well, I just
because they care so much about accuracy.
How he's drawn. He's a big fucking dude.
For you.
What are you talking about?
I'm not crazy.
You thinking of random?
No. That's the worst character ever. You know, a lot of these mutants suck.
Wow.
There are a lot of great mutants and there are a lot of bad mutants.
No, and like Beak, the Brotherhood. Why was he such a big deal? Fuck him.
Hey, you know what?
Fuck him.
I hate Beak as well. And
I loved the Grant Morrison run, but I also hate the gross mutants.
Fucking
except for Glob Herman.
Thank you.
Poor Buckleberry Fairy.
You know what? I'm a little upset that I know I'm going on a tangent to talk something good X-Men.
Weird how we're having tangents on this episode.
X-Men 97, how like Sam is one of the people that died, the little fish boy from Chuck Austin's. I don't care anyone says. I enjoyed the
Chuck Austin era. People hate the shit out of it, but I...
Because he made Juggernaut amazing.
Hey,
finally.
He was in X-Men 3.
Who?
That character.
Sam?
Or X-Men 2.
He was Agent Zero. That's what they, I mean, that's just, they're not saying he's Maverick
he's
or anything
Maverick.
Else. I think he's just supposed to be
Agent Zero.
I swear that's like Phantom
He was also Man. The voice of Tadashi.
Oh, cool.
In Big Hero 6.
Oh.
Oh, the main guy?
Yeah, he was Tadashi, the guy who created Baymax.
Oh, his brother.
The
brother. Yeah, that's all stupid.
That's what I knew
him
from.
Stupid.
He's in Wheel of Time. That's what I know him from.
The fights, like, besides Sabretooth, we're garbage.
Well, I like Deadpool doing this thing. That part's always looks cool.
When he's human at the beginning.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, not back to back to back, Jimmy.
That's
why we
part.
Also love it, because Abe.
I was watching this at nighttime because no one's going to watch this.
Well, and because also nighttime is the right time.
Yeah. Actually, I wasn't going to, like, I don't want any of my family members to watch this. The first movie we're going to watch is going to be, I'm going to watch The Wolverine again. I'm going to actually fall asleep during it because I'm not watching it again. But this one won't exist for my family. They will never see it. And it just, I stopped.
Well also, I mean, Deadpool made sure, Deadpool 2, he fixed it.
So I stopped the moment that, that Blob was in the ring. I was like, all right, I'm done. And I turned it off and I was like, I'm not watching it. I was too tired. I was like, fuck this. I'm like, I've seen it. But then the next day I'm like, I'll finish it. And I did. I'm like, oh, I regret it. Cause then the camp is the next scene. And I'm like, God, this movie is fucking garbage.
But back to back, Jimmy.
But that's another, the only,
he says it again at the end too.
Because
yeah.
I was like, I need to see that part because that part gets me going.
Because I just think that was, it was during my,
I watched it over 2 days too. And we watched it in segments because I'm like, I don't care enough.
It was my wedding rehearsal, right?
Yeah.
When we're doing it, because you and Abe were on the beach and you guys stood and you're saying back to back, Jimmy. Yeah.
When we were all dressed like plantation owners.
No. No.
Oh, no, it was a rehearsal. Yeah, we weren't wearing it yet.
Yeah, we were Backstreet Boys.
We're Eddie.
That too.
Where our stepdad made the best speech ever.
Yeah.
Never forget.
Are you talking about you and Travis's stepdad?
Yes.
Because you looked at Travis and said, our stepdad made the best speech ever. That's not my stepdad. That's my mom's ex-husband.
Yes. I mean, our mom's ex-husband, he made a speech.
About when Nick was getting married to his wife, to a woman.
But
his whole speech was about how I was always around.
Yeah.
And Enrique's looking around.
He
like,
was very
what?
Confused. Yeah.
You guys are always connected for each other's weddings. It's wild.
It's weird.
It's weird.
I don't get it.
It's weird.
Because life is a mystery.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
Nature finds a way.
It's like a prayer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go on and take me there.
Yeah. He don't got his sleeves on. But where's his shoulder patch? Fuck you. Fuck you, people.
God. Because they're connected to the sleeves.
They're walking. They're walking in slow motion, like, you know, in front of a store that's Liefeld's all feet.
It's like, you know the worst part about Wolverine's costume? Shoulder pads. Get them out of here. The Jim Lee like big ones. That's why I like the brown costume better, because
it doesn't have
the shoulder pad. When I saw this, I'm like, oh yeah.
It was him.
Like a prince
he was
plane,
doing it.
And I'm just like, ah!
You know what else I'll say about Origins? He says the line. He says, I'm the best there is at what I do.
He does.
But when he says it and where he says it, it just kind of feels
it's
wrong.
Weird.
It's weird.
You know what? Like, it's
because he says it so dismissively. I'm the best there is at what I do. And what I do isn't very nice.
He says it the same way that Paul Rudd recites the Ghostbusters lyrics. Where you're like,
but
it's so funny.
But whereas when he, because...
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something. Plus it makes me feel good.
Yeah, and that's kind of how Hugh Jackman delivers it. And it's like Avengers Assemble. Like any of these things that when you hear them, it's like, oh my God. And then when you hear this, it's like, huh.
Well, hey, that made me cry from joy.
Yeah. But when you hear this, it's almost like nothing matters. Whatever.
And it's care. But the craziest thing is it's in the part of the movie where you don't hate it yet.
Yeah, it is.
And it's but you're just like... That feels tacked
it just,
on, but
it just all because it's weird. Like even the story wise, where it's like this was all planned, but then he was there, and it all like happens back to back.
You know what,
Jimmy?
You know what did get me going? Him saying, "Let's fucking go." I've never been more after Wolverine say that.
Like
you're just thinking about
and Pym falls.
Yeah, Pym falls is there, but he said, "Let's fucking go." Don't you get
it? There's gonna be so many dead people from those Fox movies.
Well, because you saw all the images where people looked at who's in front of that scene.
That's crazy.
He has to be, I'm hoping that they get this as similar to Old Man Logan.
Because if they have a scene where he is killing Beast and everybody, I will cry.
Yeah,
that would be bananas.
Are you rubbing your hip or beating off?
Yeah, both.
Oh wow,
you rub your hip,
your thigh,
and then you jack off.
Jack man, more like jack off. No,
tickle your balls while you beat off.
I don't know, man. This Hugh Jackman guy, he's trying. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, he's doing good. No, good for him.
But his everything, the effects, Gambit. Like, stop forcing Gambit. You know what? Gambit was finally good, and I just saw it happen. Very sad, man.
I don't think we've really stressed how bad his claws look. I mean, we made a quick, brief passing comment about how they looked in that bathroom scene. But when he's got them snicked,
it's crazy.
It's rough in that scene, and then it's all of a sudden it's also like the same scene we've seen in. Well, I mean, this was before Amazing Spider-Man, because when in Amazing Spider-Man he wrecks the bathroom too, and it's just like, oh,
because he took a shit.
Yeah,
him going through the cages, you can tell he just got his arms out and his arms aren't reacting to hitting things, and that bothers me because he's clearly just going through and it just CG.
And it's
claws.
Like the bone claws look so good because they're prosthetics and all that, for the most part. But these are they just went so CG with them.
Yeah,
and it really does look like animation from
Stryker,
Roger Rabbit.
I need you to spruce me up a bit. Okay, all right. Luckily, I got these bullets that'll make you lose your memories.
Stupid.
So dumb.
It's like he literally hands him and it's just like adamantium bullets.
Walk till your freaking shoes fall off.
Walk till your feet bleed. It's like,
and then keep walking.
It's stupid. Like our feet would bleed when we swam our grandpa's pool.
I mean, because I was made of razor blades. I don't know what to tell you.
But she said keep walking. So it's
but it's dumb. It's like that. It's like that's what you're gonna do.
Get the step in.
I'm still waiting to see what's gonna happen because Deadpool went shh at the end.
That universe no longer exists.
Nothing matters.
Because Deadpool went and murdered him.
You watch all these X-Men movies, you're like, no, this is none of this makes sense.
Deadpool murdered him. Murdered that version
of Deadpool.
I was
fine with Days of Future Past ending them all just being in the class. I'm
that ended, and it's like, so Mystique is disguised as Stryker.
Yeah, so man, change everything. Hey, it's all good. See, and then Stryker takes Wolverine and really experiments.
You know what?
On.
The only real X-Men movie is the Dark Phoenix saga movie. That's it.
Wait, that was a movie after Apocalypse, right?
Correct. I've still not watched it.
I have. You guys
want to. Isn't there aliens?
It's a bad movie. Man.
I'm aware.
And there's the
no,
aliens.
You're not.
No, I know it's terrible.
No, you don't know. You think you know, but you have no idea.
Is it Diary of Anne Frank?
Yes.
Yeah.
Helen Keller.
Water.
Wow. I didn't say that.
I said water.
Yeah.
She said water.
It's
her and Bruce Lee love water.
It makes Apocalypse look like
Tocalypse.
Yeah, sure.
Man, Apocalypse, that movie sucks. Mystique's confronting him. She's fucking Mystique. And then Quicksilver's wearing this big ass fucking outfit. It's fucking stupid.
In Apocalypse?
There's nothing. No, fuck. God. It's, you know what, terrible. I hate? Like,
the best thing that came out of Apocalypse is the scene that I think was actually even deleted, where they're in a record store and they're all looking through records, and one of them pulls out Boy George and says to Jean, says, kind of looks like you. And she's, it's like, oh my God, they actually referenced it. But that's it.
Did you realize that when you lost all your weight, you stopped breathing like a pug dog?
No.
I have. Because you haven't.
I've noticed it so far in this episode.
You're not talking like,
did he just call me Blob?
Yeah. Did you just call me Blob?
Guy's good in a lot of things, not so much this.
I mean, he's not bad.
I know. He's definitely not the problem.
You know where
I said Bub. That's a stretch, because it doesn't even sound like he said Blob.
It's like, Bob, just go to Genosha and help them rebuild. You're always doing that.
That's all he does.
Every cartoon you see, that's Bob carrying a girder.
And then he like belly flops on somebody.
Yeah. Insert girdert.
Yeah. He does all that. And did you see, not to talk about Deadpool Wolverine again, that the fight scene where they're throwing punches is the same as in Spider-Man?
I did see that.
Yes.
That's fucking nuts.
Did they do that on purpose? Fuck? Or is it like same fight?
I mean,
I feel like someone's going to reference it. Like, there's probably more to that scene.
You don't accidentally choreograph that.
Because he posted, was it you or was it Abe? Someone posted in our group, like, like them happening at the exact same time on top of each other.
You don't accidentally do that.
It is 100% the same.
It's like doing that Gangnam style dance. Was that on purpose?
That was Deathstroke.
The Terminator?
Throwing punch. Yeah.
That's true. No, but he was in, and then Superman shows up, and then, like, Joker's there. It's great.
Nothing matters.
None of that matters. It's horrible. I don't know why I turned my mic on for some reason.
Because he said the N-word.
I just got so upset.
He just censored himself.
I did not.
Does X-Men Origins Wolverine hold up? I'll start. I'm going to be honest. I did not look forward to watching this. When we started watching it, like, after the opening credits scene, and I'm like, it's not terrible yet. I was like, maybe we were harsh on it, and it's just because we were all so hurt when we first saw it, because I haven't watched it since.
Yeah, same.
And I've
seen parts of it.
And I'm like, this isn't that bad. And then it's like you said, you get to a certain spot and you're just like.
What was your spot?
For me, it was probably, like, what really gets me is, I mean, obviously I hate the fact that it's all volunteer, and that's not why he loses his memory. Like, it's not like the shit they did to him is what fucked him up. But pretty much once those claws come out, it feels like just even the budget declines after that.
Like, I almost forgave it for the claws this time. I'm like, hey, you know what? It does look like shit, but whatever. And that's, I think, why it made it further. Because in the movies, when I saw the claws, I was like, fuck this.
The claws come after he gets experimented on, though.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. The adamantium claws. Yeah. So, I was like, I there's things where it's like, because all the movies, they always change stuff. It's fine. It's not Wolverine, but then, yeah, once you see that, and then you keep seeing, and it feels like all the effects after that are just rough to look at anyways.
Like, I know.
And then just plot, and then really, like, the 100, like, for me, 100% the no return moment is just, it's such a lazy piece of storytelling with the gun and the claw and the bullets. Like, when that's an actual way a scene opens up, is adamantium bullets.
But he'll heal from it. And it's like, who the fuck are you? What are you doing? What the fuck are you?
But then even up? The Bryan Singer movies, when it shows his memories, it looks like, because he's like covered in blood, he's freaking out.
Yeah.
But then you watch it, it's like, it's totally different.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. So, no, Wolverine, for me, it's going to be a no dog.
There's no dog. It's Sabretooth instead.
It does not hold up. I do hope that Liev Schreiber does show up in the new movie as Sabretooth, because people think that's going to happen too. Time will tell, but he's definitely one of the best parts of this movie.
I hope John Krasinski shows up again and then just turns into rubber bands.
But as a whole, For sure, this movie just is not good.
I was thinking of that. I was like, I'll randomly think of these movies and just be like, Professor X was in his like fancy wheelchair in a movie, and they played the X-Men song, and then he got his head ripped off.
But you know
like,
what? But
I can't believe that happened.
But it's okay, because X-Men 97 came along. Made it all better.
They just, and they were like, hey, this cartoon sucks, but we're going to make it, we're just going to write our own stories based on the things that kind of happen. And it's just like, good for
we're
you.
We're going to combine some of the greatest writers of X-Men.
We're
going to mix.
I've seen E for Extinction in a cartoon was amazing.
Someone said that the last episode was phoning it in. I'm like, fuck you. I love when Rogue took Captain America's shield and just fucking flung it.
When she did that shit, I laughed. I was like, damn. And he just like looked at her like, bitch.
So you're not going to do nothing?
He's like,
oh, I guess you won't be needing this. It's like, damn. And they did that effect where you throw something and it just turns into a star. And then Captain America,
he's just like, okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
I like how they played the music, though. They played the Captain America music.
And it was the voice of the guy that voices him in What If as well.
Oh.
So that was pretty cool. And the voice of the person that does William Hurt's voice for Thunderbolt Ross, too, is in it.
How are you going to say this episode's a phone-in when this is the reveal of Bastion?
Also that.
And the fact that, and they even said, the showrunner, said, if you go back and watch, Bastion's in every episode except for these ones, but you don't see him. There's hints of him being there.
The board
there's references. They've been planning that the whole time.
What comic was he in? What major one?
It's basically like in the 90s.
It was the 90s, right?
It was, yeah, he's the one.
And he's still been around. He's not, he's nowhere in like the Krakoan age because I think he's already gone.
Does
gone.
He
but
Nimrod and shit?
He's part Nimrod. He's basically Nimrod. Like he's part Nimrod. And
wait,
part,
who's he's, the one that's like the bigger one and has got Master a fucking Mold? Pink face?
That's Nimrod. That's a Nimrod. But Bastion's like technically like
he's
even
like
a more
advanced
evolved version of that.
Okay, that's what
yeah. So he's the one that comes back because he's Age of X.
Correct.
Yeah, he's part of Age of X. He's also part of...
But he was part of the whole, the legacy virus stuff.
Oh,
He's been,
And then he was also involved in Coming After Hope as well, wasn't
correct.
He?
Correct. Yeah, that was part of, the mutant genesis? No. No. What was it called? When everyone was after Hope.
Messiah Complex.
There we go.
But Wolverine found Jesus. And then never talk about that again.
I don't want to talk about that.
He found Jesus. Nightcrawler made him find Jesus because he lost his mind.
Because they fucked. Based on that cover.
He lost his mind.
I'm very happy they don't put him in that yellow flannel with that stupid jacket.
Oh, I
fucking hate that so much. No, they're doing Wolverine right this
time. But Wolverine used to job Scott Summers and made everyone hate him.
I know.
On the Earth.
It's... What they're doing with Wolverine in this is what part of what I enjoyed about Wolverine in I was gonna say the Joss Whedon name because
I don't care how bad Joss Whedon was in real life. He wrote
that
X-Men
was an amazing X-Men book.
His X-Men comics
and he used Wolverine perfectly because Wolverine was just a side character who'd show up
and he'd be
kill
funny,
people
and he'd
say
funny
something
thing.
Funny and that's it.
Like there was that one issue where it was showing everyone's inner monologue and Wolverine's was just beer.
Was like everyone's like being all deep and thinking and it shows him jump. And he says, I love beer. And then he stabs the thing and it says, I really love beer.
Yeah, it's stuff like that where I love Wolverine and I loved his solo stuff, obviously, too. But I loved it when it was solo. Like, I don't need him to be the focal point.
I like him as being a part of the team for the X-Men. Yeah. He doesn't necessarily have to be the leader unless his name is still in the title somewhere.
Yeah. And most of the X-Men
Wolverine
comics,
and the X-Men worked because it was about him being teaching the younger classes at that school. And that was a great run.
Exactly. Yeah. But you can't make him be the focus of a normal X team because then you don't give a shit about Cyclops or
the character is supposed to be is he's a loner and he's
a rebel
but he's also it's like that's not his character isn't to be the leader it doesn't fully work with him so
but even that's how the Avengers books were like he was never the focal point he was just there
when he was
and
in
that's
new
why
Avengers.
He's so great
mm-hmm.
All right, did we all say our
no,
holds up
went.
I know but I trying to figure out who else needs to go still because
no it doesn't hold up I'll just we all we've all said it
it doesn't
this movie doesn't hold for anything but this is a piece of shit this fucking this
it made
a,
me sad
it's
after
a war crime
like,
it's like there's a part of me that would say this is probably the worst X-Men movie but that's only if they ended at like
Oh, yeah, the Phoenix one.
Well, and then there's New Mutants, which I don't think any of us has watched, but it's not good, is what I've always heard.
I saw it on Disney Plus, and I'm like, I think I'm going to need to see that.
My mom saw it.
I'm tempted.
And she was like,
this is good.
She was like, what's going on? Who are these characters? I'm like, it's not important. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Isn't Princess Peach magic?
Yeah. Hmm. That seems like decent casting.
Yeah, it does.
But.
Does she resurrect Phoenix with her ult?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I as far as Wolverine and X-Men movies go, though, this is by far the worst Wolverine movie that.
Oh, yeah. Of any movie
I'm
that
I'm not
Wolverine,
talking about the first class ones. Because those.
First off, he's only a cameo in First Class.
Yeah.
And that one is still a good movie, so I would still say this is worse than those.
I don't even know if I would think First Class holds up or not anymore, because I haven't seen it in such a long time.
Well, you know what else doesn't?
That's old enough that we could definitely do
it. Darwin dies.
That's rough. That's a problem.
He can die.
That's a problem.
I don't care what, if Kevin Bacon puts a lava explosion ball in his mouth, it won't matter.
Yeah, that's weird. That was weird. I didn't like that. It's like, how are you going to kill Darwin? It's like he escaped Krakoa.
He can't die.
And then Days of Future Past. Well, we're just going to kill off all of the new class except for Mystique. And then Havoc's just going to be in prison somewhere.
Yeah, there you go.
And Mystique is the worst one. And she looks fucking stupid in the movies. She looks so stupid.
I just wish she wore the actual Mystique costume.
Why?
Because I like the costume.
Oh, I got you.
No, wait. You're saying I'm weird because I don't want to see her walking around naked.
You're a naughty boy.
I don't want her to be naked.
Oh
no,
man.
No, I think the scales look stupid.
I 100% think it's stupid.
Like chameleon. You guys don't like chameleons?
I enjoyed Kid Chameleon.
So you guys hate science. All right, cool.
Professor X doesn't like how she looks when she's in blue. But Magneto does it, so he bangs her that way.
Sure.
Charles.
What movie did you watch?
X-Men First Class.
I don't think they have sex in that.
What? She's in bed.
Magneto? He says perfection. That whole fucking meme is from that.
I thought there was but I don't remember them actually having sex.
Who,
I mean,
Magneto?
They didn't show penetration.
I mean, they're gonna fuck.
Huh?
Because she's laying there waiting for him.
That's why Beast gets jealous too.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Then he,
now I remember.
And then he was like, "Yeah, that." He was like, "That's not your real form." And she's like, "Why, you want me to be older?" And then he was like,
"Is that your wiener perfection. Poking the desk, or is there someone knocking?"
It's my ankle hitting the chair.
Okay. Is that the same? Oh, is that a wiener poking the desk or is someone knocking?
Yeah. It's kind of like happy to see me, but not.
Helen Keller said that.
Oh, for real?
Her direct quote. Yeah, this is a shit show movie.
Yeah. You can find me playing Travis just about anywhere as far as recommendations.
He's so swole.
Travis?
I'm pretty swole. I went and saw the movie Abigail this week.
These cans are a little tight on me.
Which is the
titties?
Vampire movie from the guys who made Ready or Not and Scream 5 and 6. And it's a fun movie. It's a good time.
I mean, it looks like it is.
It's very entertaining. There's a good creep factor to it, but it's also just there's a lot of humor and fun and
you said
gore.
He gave you the creeps.
Gave me the creeps. And also, like I said in our chat, it's like it's nice to hear a different Danzig song in a movie, and it's used well.
What song?
Blood and Tears.
Oh, there you
that's
go.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
But yeah, that's my. I'm just gonna limit it to one recommendation this week. I enjoyed that movie a lot. It's definitely worth seeing. It's one of the better horror movies that's come out in 2024.
Sexy Danzig killer.
That's he dancing the twist of Kane and licking a knife. He's the sexy Danzig killer.
Nothing sexier than that.
Only me and Travis get this. All
the time. I get it.
Because I made it up when we were playing poker. Yeah. When I lived with Maximo. All right. Whichever one of you want to go next?
Wow, there's no more order to this.
No, because no one picked this movie. When someone actually picks the movie, it's easier. You picked next week's movie. All
right, then I'm Obscure Gent everywhere. You can follow me. Someone asked me on Twitter, messaged me, saying, hey, someone stole this tweet of yours. I'm like, I don't give a shit. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, I don't care. I'm like, it's fucking Twitter. Who cares? And they're like, oh. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. I'm like, yeah.
Did you call him a piece of shit?
No, I should have, but I just, it's like
piece of shit.
Oh, I didn't know if you wanted to do something. Like, what do you mean do something? What am I going to fucking do? I'm like, be like, hey, guys, please take this tweet
down.
No,
you should say, I challenge you to physical combat. Like, screech.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not the first person to come up with something about blood in a handkerchief, that fucking coffin. It's stupid. It's like, shut up. Leave me alone. Dumb. But
well, that reminds me of a joke I once wrote about coughing into a handkerchief and how you don't see that anymore.
Yeah. I wrote that.
Yeah, it's great.
I wrote that. Win away.
But I really recommend Conan, what's it called?
Conan O'Brien Must Go.
Must Go.
With the greatest intro ever to any show.
I've only seen two episodes.
I didn't realize there were only four.
Looks painful. Burn on your arm, it looks so fucking painful.
I'm okay with that.
Does it hurt?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's like Wolverine's claws. Every time he pops them, like, they hurt.
Yeah.
It's like the first time.
So
it's
you
like,
would just get an erection every time your claws would come out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, daddy. Oh, man. Yeah, no, it's hilarious. From Neck to Nuts. It's
Soup to Nuts.
Just amazing. I love
it. It's great.
My wife loves it. It's
Well, him on Hot Ones is pretty amazing.
Oh, his Hot Ones was top
two. Maroon.
First off, it's like, because Travis saw it first and he said something to me, and then when I saw it, I was like, I can't believe how amazing this is.
I just love how he's just like, you know, I think I kind of made a mistake. Yeah. He's like, I'm licking it. He's like, I know it's great for the show and everything, but probably wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, it was. I mean, this man is just a fucking genius. No, you never see Jay Leno doing stuff like this. It's weird.
Well, Jay Leno's not funny.
He's not. The thing about, like,
was Johnny Carson funny?
When I was little, he was, which is weird. I don't know, man. Who knows?
The only thing I remember is Johnny Carson saying that he'd give his life salary to see what's under Dolly Parton's shirt.
Oh, man.
He said that.
There you go. And then he said a lot of other mean things to women. And
I'm sure.
Them,
I'm sure
well,
he did.
Because he was an alcoholic. Not
that's probably true.
Because he was an alcoholic.
Did he beat them, too?
I think he hit women. Him and Frank Sinatra hitting women constantly.
Oh, well, Frank, yeah.
Nonstop. They never stop. Won't stop. All right. So
can't stop. Won't stop.
So I'll save that to one because next week I know what my other ones are.
Playing Nick 23. I will recommend X-Men 97.
And no longer being a hooker and just dating people.
A hooker. Hookers are paid?
Yeah. Were you ever paid?
No.
What about the lady that bought you dinner and stuff out of nowhere?
I mean, I've been paid.
But that's more like having a sugar mama, yeah. I guess, because it wasn't like it was explicitly.
Oh, yeah, and there was no sex in exchange for that at all. Just lengua.
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct.
And that's just PG.
Yes.
Wait, is giving the lengua PG? I apologize for saying PG.
Are you talking about just like tongue kissing?
Yeah.
I mean, that's PG, PG-13.
But
sure.
Like, what if it's tongue kissing like from Aeon Flux?
Oh.
Where like,
This is the ugliest drawn show in the world.
Wow.
I mean, that's a little dirtier, I guess, just because.
Well, but it was on MTV, so I guess that
but
is
But I guess,
PG.
Yeah, it's yeah. Not. I mean, it's still.
You know, I don't like Sunspot. He needs to stop being such a punk-ass bitch.
Dude, when you get him to 6 stars, you're going to change
your
mind.
And use his powers already. Baby Nick feels the same way. My son is just like.
You don't like build-up.
He was like, can he just go? And Baby Nick's like, well, maybe he's just scared because like
just,
he might hurt things.
This is
like,
just the foreplay. Every time you see him, it's like little baby besitos. And eventually, you're going to see his schlong and be like, yeah.
There it is.
I mean, he's a very powerful character, so when he cuts sick.
He was in Days
Avenger.
Of Future Past.
And he was in an Avenger.
He was?
Yeah.
Everyone's been a fucking Avenger. It's something special.
I don't like to talk about Dave Chappelle because it's like it's kind of traumatic seeing all those people die like that.
That was cool. You know what? That's the only
I don't like that.
It's just really cool. Colossus shouldn't die, though.
You can't have that many Nimrods. It's just insane.
I liked like.
You know what? In that one story, was it House of X? I can't remember what it was. But there was a lot of Nimrods coming through, and that was handled beautifully. Oh, no. It was in the Messiah Complex, I think.
They couldn't get an actor that could do a Russian accent. I mean, that guy looks
it's
like Colossus. Just a fucking CG character who's fucking silly.
Is he?
Is he?
I don't know. He told fucking, what's her name? Fake Ronda Rousey, like, your titties out.
Oh, and she was like, oh, that's very kind.
Amazing. And he threw up a Deadpool kill, so that's just awesome.
Was it Ajax?
The bad guy? The main guy? Yeah.
That guy. Francis. Now, that's a handsome man.
That's the original. What's his name?
Dario Naharis.
But when he's got long hair, not handsome.
No, he looked better that way.
No.
He was a handsome
Dario
dude.
Dario 2 is way hotter than Dario 1. I'm not bringing this.
I'm sorry.
This isn't happening.
It was the wrong show. Different podcast, my dude.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, every time I see Star Wars, I think of when we almost quit doing this podcast.
Oh, yeah, you guys fought.
I was doing work. I was producing. More than anyone else, that was not me. That was Shred.
I know. No, it wasn't. No, it was them.
And that was also because we had to watch the Christmas special.
Christmas, it's cursed.
It ruined everything.
That was, I mean.
Oh, I saw the end of Solo, by the way, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Have you with Mario Van Peebles?
Solo's great. I don't care what anyone says. I love Solo.
Wait, have you never watched Solo at all? The Han Solo movie.
I saw fucking Darth Maul. I knew he was in it. But dude, I was like, dude, this is crazy.
Watch it from the beginning.
But it doesn't even matter, though.
No, just watch it anyway. Oh, yeah, actually, some of those characters could still show up in
Darth
certain
Maul?
Things.
Come on.
I hope so. Yes, it's possible. But, like, even, what's her name? The from Game of Thrones. Her character is popping up in more
dragons?
Things. Her character is at least popping up in more things that are canon. So far, not on show
her
yet.
It's not very usable, though.
I know. Kiar. But I mean, it could still matter.
Who's Kyoto Mundi? What's his name?
I don't.
But what about the attacks on the Wookiees?
Wait, what's his name?
Kiyadi Mundi.
Kiyadi Mundi.
You're being a real jerk. You're being a real dick, man. That's just come on.
Oh. Hey, you know what? That's racist.
Next week is May the 4th. Come
I
on.
I like Star Wars. That,
you're being.
Respect.
But I mean, there's a lot of fucking stupid.
That's a fail
names.
On us for not having a Star Wars movie of some sort. Like, we could have just done Rogue One, even though it's not old enough or something.
Dude, there
the
is
fourth.
A Star
although,
Wars movie.
Although, to be fair, we did do, like, 9 Star Wars movies in a row
we
at
still
one point.
Done Lord of the Rings.
Almost killed you all.
I want to do that soon. What? That's Lord of the Rings. We need to do those. I'm going to wait for the movies to be back in theaters so I can rewatch them because that's happening this year.
All right, well, I'll go
but
watch
then the long extended cut.
That's fine.
I'm not just going to watch the ones that are in the theater.
Buckleberry Fair.
He was in this movie, by the way.
No,
Dominic Monaghan,
oh, yeah,
we barely even mentioned it. He just gets murdered.
What
everyone
he?
Thought he was supposed
no,
to be
Beak.
Beak. Well, he was supposed
boy?
To be Beak, and then he wasn't.
He's a light boy.
The soap?
Like, what does he do?
That's what made Ralphie blind.
Oh, yeah.
AAA, gone, not forgotten.
Are you sagging, Dad? And I'm like, I'm not sagging.